Grand Rapidians play video games. If you're not orgasming while listening, you're not listening right.
No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
Yeah, that's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
It tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni in degree. All the best podcasts are free. Not a ginger and witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a Poundstone never lies. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a Grand Rapidian.
Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games, a.k.a. How Did This Get Drank?
Where some world record holders get together, talk about a beverage and a game, and recommend something with some real life experience. I'm Ginger.
I'm Willie. I'm the Cooking Mama World Champion. And with us today, we have another video game world champion. We're so excited to have JD with us today.
Should I say?
Yep. Hi, the name's JD. He, him, pronouns? Yes, let's go pronouns.
Nice.
Thank
Before
you for
you even know me, now you know my pronouns.
Thank you for normalizing pronouns.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, nothing but respect and love for them. But yep, the name's JD Lowe, Burger Time, a former world record holder on Burger Time, and a few other games.
On the arcade version, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It's, yeah, it hurts your head after a while.
Yep.
It makes it that much more impressive, because everybody wants the arcade record on the original machine.
Yeah, but the problem is the music.
Right.
The music is so terrible, y'all.
Right.
It's so bad.
The same thing with our Death Race arcade record. The sound on that is so terrible.
So awful. It's like blood-curdling ear blood. It's so bad.
Oh, my God. I haven't played that. Last time I was at Fun Spot was in 2011.
Nice.
And that was the last time. And I haven't, I don't even know what the sound was like. I'm assuming it's the kind of thing where it's like the gnashing of teeth, wailing of pigs.
It's like screaming.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the wailing of pigs. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to start with a beverage today. I've got one that Ginger can try. And it's not a beer like we normally do. I'm going to start with an energy drink.
But that's okay. We support people who also don't drink alcohol.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's not that I don't drink alcohol, it's I don't drink very often. So, fair warning there. Mine's kind of a boring one.
No, no worries.
But please, kick things off.
So, I just opened a Rip It Energy Fuel. It's called Le Moner.
That's fucking good.
It's a raspberry. It's a raspberry lemonade energy drink with caffeine and guarana and modified cornstarch and salt and...
I usually avoid energy drinks just because I'm not a fan of them. I'd rather have coffee, but this one is fucking good.
Yeah, it is a tart.
Really now?
A tart raspberry lemonade. I like
Ooh,
it.
I gotta try that out. Energy drinks are kind of a hit and miss thing for me. Like, I'll like, y'all ever drink them so fast that it almost feels like there's buzzing behind your eyes?
Yep, and that's what I'm about to do.
Yes!
It's so good. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5, honestly. Like, I don't want any more because it's not the sugar-free yeah. one. And I would hate to know how much sugar is in this motherfucker. I'm looking.
I'll tell you later.
Oh, God. That's awful. The whole can.
Oh. One can has 102% of your daily sugars in it.
Jesus. We're going to both crash so hard.
Also,
I was looking, I was like, 51 grams? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah. I will also give it a 4 out of 5.
It's too good. Like, I would love a sugar-free one of this.
Another great thing about Rip is they're only like $1.09.
Well, based off of what you're saying, I'm going to go ahead and chime in here as well. I'm going to give it a Speed Force out of 5. Like a 4 out of 5 Speed Force. Because it sounds like if you drink enough, you will become the embodiment of speed.
Pretty much. All that fucking sugar
sounds
in
good.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of things like, I'm now a living vibrator.
Right? And speaking of more sugar, but not as much as that, I actually made a whiskey sour with some High West whiskey, the American Prairie bourbon. It's just a blend of straight bourbon whiskeys, and it makes this whiskey sour really fucking good. I'm going to give my whiskey sour a 5 out of 5. Because I made most of it by scratch. Sour and smooth. And the whiskey, bourbon, whatever, really kind of brings a nice... It's not like too much of a bite. Some you can really taste in them. This is very smooth.
It looks good, but I'm going to stay away from it because I'm going to have a fruity beer after my fruity energy drink.
So. Oh, y'all are like in the same room. That's why I'm like, oh, you guys doing video with each other? Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I was going to turn that on.
That's right, podcast.
And yeah. I forgot.
I forgot that podcasts are an audio medium.
We could actually do video if it helps.
Ah, hey, I see you.
Got short hair.
We'll go ahead.
And then Will's, like, literally right there. He's going to show you the bottom of his jaw, because that's what he's really good at doing. Yep, there it is.
Very fantastic.
I love it. Right in, like, the middle of drinking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is
JD,
just...
do you have a beverage today?
Not on me, because my studio is, it's my closet.
It's okay.
And I wish I could show you how haphazardly thrown together blankets are and these soundproof panels. But I have, like, barely room for my mouse, let alone a drink. But I tell you what, this is going to sound, I'm going to sound like a teetotaler, and my apologies. Y'all, milk is fucking awesome! Oh my god! Like, okay, so like I've been like, you know, primarily a water guy, or okay, let's face it, a Diet Mountain Dew guy. I'm a very addictive personality, so I try not to go ahead and drink too much alcohol. I respect it. I love it. It's just to hold back. And I got groceries like a month ago, and I accidentally got a box of the Carnation Instant Breakfasts. The powder. I thought they were the already pre-made stuff.
Oh, whoops.
So I'm like, well, this is dumb, and it's 40 of these because I bought them in bulk. Okay, I guess I got to get milk. And like for the first time in a decade, I had some milk. Y'all, when's the last time you had a really good glass? That's all I'm trying to say. Like, okay, and I'm hear me out. I'm here to preach to you about milk.
Yeah. I buy ultra-pasteurized milk, and that is so good. Plain, and they make a chocolate one.
That chocolate one, and is...
It's so filtered that there's no lactose in it, and it's smooth and creamy and yummy.
Yo.
Fair life.
Oh, it's so good.
That sounds sexy. Oh, that sounds good. Oh, that's really... It's just so weird. I've been like on a major... I'll have like 2 glasses a day now when previously I hadn't had milk in so long. Okay, cool. It's a good excuse. Go ahead and make some cereal.
Hell yes.
Yes!
What do you rate your milk then? I fucking
okay,
love it.
Okay, all right. I'll play along. I rate it a 2%. All right. And I was trying to wait for you to go ahead and take a drink. That way you would have a hard time on that. 10 out of 10. 100 out of 100.
Hell yes.
Milk is the best.
Oh, I guess we're doing this episode without the soundboard. That's all right.
There we go.
I mean, I'm studying to be a voice actor, so if you guys need any voice clips or anything like that or whatever, I can do sound effects.
Right. Gaming sound effects.
Throw them in there anytime.
Grand Rapidians play video games. If you're not orgasming while listening, you're not listening right.
What do you have, Will?
One more beverage before we move on to Real Life XP. I have a fancy beer today from Collective Arts. It says this beer is made in Wanakee, Wisconsin, and the art is from Ottawa, Ontario. The brewery is actually out of Ontario, but they brew beer in Wisconsin. This one is a berry banana acai and granola smoothie sour.
It sounds
delicious. Oh, it's crisp.
This is nice crack. My fourth one out of a 4-pack, and I had trouble saving it for today. This beer is so good. It's thick. They add bananas, granola, acai berry, and everything after it's brewed. So there's floaties in here. You got to pour it out of the can. Banana chunks floating in it. Oh, this stuff is so good.
It looks like
it looks good.
Amazing. Mm.
It tastes like a banana smoothie. I give this beer a 5 out of 5 from Collective Arts.
You'll have to. I'm going to forget that. I'm terrible at remembering things like that. I want to try that out now. As soon as you said there at the end, banana smoothie, it's like, oh, you're speaking my love language.
I'm a little jealous. It's a sour. I can't have it.
Yep.
But
banana smoothie with tart berry and a little bit of granola hint.
Nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. What do you rate it, Will?
5 out of 5. I said
that
already.
Did you say
that? Yeah.
Oh. Whoops.
All right. Take a quick break, then we'll come back with real life XP.
Now it's time for real life XP.
TMCRLLC. PCBY.
GRPBG.
JDL.
10-10-345-1-800-976. 10-7-7-7-1-2-3-4-PI.
3.1415.
9-2-6-5-3-5-8-9-7-9. Yes.
Nice.
That's all that first. I know. I am so thankful.
I would have said it wrong after that 5. I thought there was a 7 next. Yeah, my real life XP. I went camping already once this year for a weekend for trout opener. And it was fun to get all the camping gear together. Go spend some time outside in the cold. It wasn't super cold. It was down to like 35, 36 degrees overnight one night. But that wasn't enough to freeze the beer that was still sitting out.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good that it wasn't under freezing.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Still too cold for me to go camping.
It was fun though. It's an annual thing we do that's like a guys only camping trip with my dad and a bunch of his friends.
Hey, sound effects.
Yeah.
So I can't tell too many. Win for coming out with your dad.
I said that because I love camping, and I was like, "Oh, it's guys only. I'll go get a big ass dildo and wear it if you need a penis to go camping."
Yes.
You could always say I can't take your Jeep.
And me and Grace can go out.
Mm-hmm. Then I'd have to go sleep on the ground in a regular tent. Mamma mia. But anyways, I cannot repeat most of the jokes that they said because I would be canceled. But we were on a golf course this year.
God.
One of the guys had a seasonal site on the campground, and for the golf course, he had his own golf cart. And so one of the guys, or two of the guys, jumped in the golf cart and went for a drive over the river, and they were going through the field on the other side. Another guy said, hey, I'm going to get out my clubs and see if I can hit him with a golf ball. And it was the only golfing that anybody did as he was hitting balls over the river. Had two guys driving the cart around.
That's great.
Yep.
Any fishing because it was trout opener?
Most people had fishing equipment with them. My dad caught a branch. I didn't see anybody catch any actual fish.
So they actually have fishing poles to convince their wives to go fucking fishing.
They actually had worms and stuff, too. So
I love that they put up on the front that they're going fucking fishing, but all they do is drink beer or alcohol. Like, I love this.
Yep.
And I'm the only, like, wife that actually knows the shenanigans. Most of them. Uh-oh, Will's face.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to know the shenanigans.
Okay, so yeah, I'm like 5,300 points. How's that sound, Ginger?
No,
this is an audio medium, so we do actually have to respond.
I don't care. I mean, it was nice. I had the kitties, like, I think they were convinced.
So, yes.
You were gone. Yeah.
Okay.
I think the kitties are convinced you're gone because they were, like, all snuggly with me. So, I mean, it was pretty great. Who wants to go next with Real Life XP?
Okay, I'll go ahead and go for now. So I'm unemployed. Yay. pandemic sucks. I think we can all agree on that.
Most definitely.
And I'm taking the time to redefine myself. And instead of me trying to do tech support, I'm trying to become a programmer. I'm trying to become more of a comedian. I'm trying to do voice acting. And really trying to go ahead and branch myself out. Hence why I spent a few hundred dollars. Again, you're seeing like blankets up here. You should also see the rest of it. But a whole bunch of money. I'm starting to network. And I'm already the voice of a video game. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's a PC game called Kingdom Gun. And I'm the tutorial guy. They drew up this kooky, crazy old man. And they're like, we need a voice for it. Okay, fine. All right, now, press the right trigger to shoot buttons.
That's amazing, so, JD. So, like, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much. It's a lot of fun to go ahead and finally, like, you know, you're so set in your life for what you want to do. And you just keep getting pounded on and pounded on. So you've got to do this. You've got to do this. And now I'm taking a negative and trying to turn it into a positive.
That's fucking legit as fuck.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, how would y'all rank that XP-wise? A part of me wants to say 69,420. That feels way too obvious.
69,420?
Yeah, that's way too obvious.
.69,420.
Last week, it's funny, I guess last week got 420. Points.
Yep.
And her husband suggested 42069. She said, no, just 420. So 69420.
Shout out to Jenny
Bean. Yeah.
That sounds great. For being the voice of a tutorial, 69420 for sure.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
They even let me do those kooky little things. They actually, like, I threw them in just to be silly, and they're like, okay, it works. It adds character.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
There's tons of, like, story time podcasts that are always looking for voice actors.
Ooh, I need to start looking for those then.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to, like, get you in this other Discord with a bunch of story time podcasts.
Yep.
Yes, please. I super quick, one my very, very first paid voice acting gig was more or less a story time, but it was like a 5-minute story, and they gave me the script, and they're like, all right, we need someone that sounds like an old rugged man, like serious, so.
Let me tell you about the time about my boy, Sewer Boy. He was born with no skin.
It was just...
That's fucking awesome.
5 minutes straight of doing this.
Hell yes.
And it hurt like hell afterwards, let me tell you.
I bet. That's badass. Yep, we got you.
Alright, so what you got for us then?
Okay, so today before we were recording, we finally got out into our garden and started removing grass so then we can till it at a later point. And
nice.
I went ham on ordering seeds. Like, I ordered a lot of seeds, okay? Like, a lot of seeds. I'm just like, fuck, we're gonna have to, like, make this garden bigger. So, getting out there today for, what, like, 4 hours? Removing grass and, like, getting weeds out of there and...
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it was about 4 hours for me, not for you. But you cooked lunch, too, so... I mean, that was good. There's still more to do, but we got a good chunk of it done. And for doing all of that and eventually growing our own food, because that's what we're doing it for.
Hey, you can't claim points for stuff you haven't done yet. That's not how this works, Ginger.
I have all kinds of seeds started, so whatever. For removing a shit ton of grass today. I am going to go for 840,000 points. That's the double of 420.
840,000?
840,000, Mitch.
I mean, you were getting rid of grass, so it works. Just different kind of grass.
Exactly.
All right, you can have that many points if I get that many points, too, because I was out there digging up grass, too.
Sure.
All right. Another 840,000 for me, too, then.
Yep. I am tired as fuck, and I'm probably going to crash.
Still really good that like you're getting yourself out though. That's really like, especially with again the pandemic. Like I know myself, it's hard for me to go ahead and get out of my office. You're making the time to get out there. That's really impressive.
I'm grateful to have a yard.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So that helps.
If you finish your Le Moner, you're not gonna crash, Ginger.
Oh no, wait, you will. Yeah, you will. All that sugar.
Okay, well, that's it for Real Life XP. Let's take a quick break and then come back with game.
This game I have is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, Ginger? What game you play?
It is called Delicious Pretty Girls Mahjong Solitaire.
Delicious, wait, huh?
Is the break already over, first of all, then? Second of all, wow! Third of all, wow! Fourth of all, can you hook me up with a link? All right, please.
So yes. I just saw it on the Switch, and I had some money left over, and I love Mahjong Solitaire. Like, that is legit some of my favorite games to have on my phone or just to play because they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different solitaire.
You like the matching game.
Yep, I do like the matching game. So when I saw the name of this fucking game, I'm like, what is this? I need to have it.
Didn't I see it? And I think I pointed it out to you as a joke. And you were like, oh, I'm going to go buy that.
Yes.
There is nothing more on brand for how... I mean, I've known y'all for what? Like 10 years. There's nothing more on brand for the two of you combined than, hey, I suggested this for a joke. Oh, I'm going to go out and buy it. Oh, it turns out I sincerely love it.
It's
and now
so
I'm
going to
set a world record on it.
It's so cheesy. So, in the menu... there's just a start, a dressing room, which we'll get to. Options and help, which help isn't really help. No. And then you can turn a winter mode on and off, which is just like a background.
So that doesn't change the girls?
No. It's just the background of the menu.
I'm such a bad person. I'm so sorry. And if you need to cut this out, go right ahead. But I sincerely thought winter might make the nipples stand out just a hair bit more.
You would think.
I would think.
You would think.
Maybe that's...
Especially when you get to this game. So it's a legit great Mahjong solitaire. But then you have these girls on the side. And you have... Three puzzles per stage, and the stages are named after the ladies. I'm going to call ladies because they're obviously not little girls. Need to prioritize calling women women, little girls, so there's no confusion.
And these are women?
Yeah. Okay. Besides the game saying pretty girls. But anyways, so there's...
Delicious. Don't forget delicious.
Yes.
Right.
Part of a balanced breakfast.
There's, there's nine ladies, and there's about four stages each lady, which three puzzles each stage. The very last one is when their outfit changes. So it's like... So you're, like, matching the pairs, and there's, like, a line going down, and their outfit's changing. And if you beat it, their outfit changes, and you can actually go zoom in the dressing room on these outfits once you unlock them.
So their outfit changes. It's not like their clothes come off and they're in their underwear or anything.
Nope. Their outfit changes with the lion.
Is there any nudity in this game, or is it just different sexy outfits?
Different sexy outfits. Almost nudity. Oh. Like, it's just...
You showed me that one teeny tiny bikini.
Like, this bikini, I'm just like, what is this? It's like covering the nipples and whatever crack on her vagina. And, like, that's about it.
She's a cartoon, so there might not be a crack there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know. Pretty much.
It could be like a Kindle.
They're all very cartoony. So the stages... No,
with that swimsuit, I think even a Ken doll-sized bulge would have shown.
Yeah. For sure. So the stages go... Rui, Yuno, Mei, Belle, Hiromi, Megumi, Erdi, Miyu, and Shenzhen. Those are the ladies' names.
Japanese names? Are they all Japanese ladies?
They're all just super anime. Like, very, very anime-esque.
Who ordered all this fucking anime titty?
Who ordered all these fucking anime titty?
Yep,
me. I did. So, it's funny, when, like, you're starting the stage, there's this one bunny girl. And, like, they all have this, like, little picture on the side. That, like, just kind of sits there as it's loading. And this one is very risky. These are the, like, most risque. Yeah, risque, whatever. It looks like she's looking back and she has jizz on her butt. Like, a line of jizz. Like, what?
No, Ginger, it's probably milk. No, we've been talking about how good milk is.
Jizz.
It does her body good, okay?
Jizz.
It's milk.
No, it's not white. It's clear.
It's trans- I don't know. Translucent.
Ugh. I don't know.
So is it a good Mahjong solitaire game?
So for the most part, yeah. The one thing that I kind of am a little sad about is there's not like a reshuffle. There's no reshuffle. So you just have to restart right from the beginning if you fuck up.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. But it's not... bad. It's a really great Mahjong game. I beat it already. I could look at all the ladies' outfits. Na 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 boo boo. Ha ha.
Give me 30 seconds.
There's better stuff on the internet than this, dude.
There's probably better stuff on my Switch.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a fun Mahjong game. If you like Mahjong Solitaire and want, like, cutesy anime titties, I would say, what is the name of this? It's such a long fucking name. Delicious Pretty Girls Mahjong Solitaire. It's just, like, this entire fucking name. Why does it have to be so long?
And I'm just real quick, because unfortunately, one more time that this is a audio medium... While she was saying that, she turned into a robot, moving her arms as if she were repeating it. One, up, down, down. Delicious. Mahjong. So that's the kind of effect this game can have on you.
Yes. Hey, GD.
Yeah.
What game you play?
That's a good question, because I've been cycling between a whole bunch of stuff. You know, it's... Have y'all tried the Power Rangers fighting game?
No.
On mobile?
No, it's on Switch. It's on PS4, okay. Xbox, PC, and it's cross-play, by the way, between all of them.
I've heard good things about it. Isn't there, like, a cheap base game?
Yes.
With DLC?
Yep.
Characters.
And regardless of the characters themselves, the way that they made this... Yeah, pudding! Pudding indeed! it is one of those, like, easy-to-learn, hard-to-master games. And when you get into the groove of it, your brain kind of just shuts down and lets you, like, really process background stuff. And for me, that's what I love doing. It's like, okay, I'll go ahead and fire it up. You know, like, this, it's very, very robust with what you can do. If you're not good at these kinds of games, you can literally mash one button and it'll do an auto combo.
Okay.
You can mash another one, it'll do a different combo. But if you learn the rhythm of it, you can develop much harder, much longer combos and do damage.
That's why I always liked Killer Instinct.
Yes! Yes! The Black Orchid was always my girl. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd piss off so many friends. Hold back, forward, heavy kick, pull back, light punch, light punch, light punch, hold forward. And you can juggle them like that for like 15 seconds just doing that same combo.
I love when you find a fighting game, you just...
So you can do that same kinds of stuff in this Power Rangers. What's the name of the Power Rangers game?
Battle for the Grid. Power Rangers Battle for the Grid.
Okay.
And it has a whole bunch of people from the fighting game community has helped make it. Like Justin Wong really helped with the development of this to make sure it's fun and fair. And they got like as many of the original actors from the shows as they could. Like Jason David Frank is back as the Green Ranger. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, even somebody I'd recognize.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. They got the original Red Ranger, Austin St. John. He's back in this.
Nice.
And it's so cheesy, but it's so fun.
It's always been cheesy. Yeah. Like, that's what Power Rangers was. It was so cheesy.
So how's this for a change of pace, though? So I will, to go ahead and have my brain kind of reset, I'll switch between that and Pac-Man 99.
I don't know. So you got player. Into Pac-Man 99, huh?
Yeah. I haven't won a single game yet, but I... Oh, my God. It's hard. I need to go ahead and try it out with the analog stick. I've heard it's better with the analog stick than the D-pad. But I don't know if y'all have played that.
I did.
I've had play it we've a had trouble bit. Getting, you know, which controller to use. Using the Pro Controller, the yep. control pad on that is no good. You'll end up Sucks. Going the wrong direction.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And... I did not try with two Joy-Cons on the system.
Same here.
But I should have tried with the Joy-Con buttons. It seems like that would work better.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Yeah.
I haven't played it enough to give an honest.
But I have a Hori split controller. And so the control pad on that works pretty good
for nice. Pac-Man 99.
So it's a Pac-Man online battle arena where you fight against 99 other people and try yep. and out-survive them.
Exactly. It is, and it's, the AI seems to be really, very similar to the classic itself. It's not perfect, but it's fun to go ahead and try to dissect. Like, I mean, we were all world record holders, so we've all done the whole, I'm going to take a game and analyze the heck out of everything with it. And it's fun to have a game that is competitive against other human beings, but still lets you do that analysis and be like, okay,
right,
you know, red isn't really hugging as close in this section of the map as it should be. Pink seems to be going pretty well. Things like that. And that's the kind of thing that I love doing. I just love going ahead and being like, I'm going to start taking notes. I still have my notebook. I forgive the off tangent on this. When I first got the Burger Time world record back in 2000, I was sitting in the cafeteria of my college, drawing the maps off of memory. That way I could help play through the level in my mind, and I still have those. They're actually in nice. My desk still. I keep them.
That's awesome. Yeah,
but it's fun to do that kind of stuff. It's fun to go ahead and... And it helps to, like, appreciate others' work, you know?
All right, so there's more to it, though, than regular Pac-Man, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very competitive, yeah.
There's all the ghost Pac-Mans that yep. you eat, or the little ghost ghosts, and then they follow around another ghost?
Yep, so there's a ghost train that you can go ahead and get, and that's the more ghosts that you eat, you actually send them out to other human beings to go ahead and attack. And that becomes an extra, yeah, that adds so much depth. And I don't understand.
They show up as Pac-Man ghosts on somebody else's screen, right?
They'll appear as translucent white Pac-Men. They'll start that way. They'll start off as blockers and they'll just be frozen there. And if you hit them, they don't kill you, but they slow you down. Then as the game progresses, they start sending more of them and they start moving to attack you. And here's my qualm with the game. They actually gave it good artificial intelligence.
Oh, for the red Pac-Mans?
Yeah, the red Pac-Mans and the moving white Pac-Man actually have a smart artificial intelligence and will properly hunt you. But it's so tough, but so much fun to go ahead. You can't kill the red ones unless you eat one of the fruit in the middle. You only get a fruit after eating 100 dots on the screen. You have to manage how you attack people. You can attack them by sending stronger items, but by doing so, it slows you down. You can choose to focus on your own speed. You can choose train mode, which how you were saying earlier, there's those tiny ghosts that add on and just make like a long train of ghosts. You can actually choose it so that it builds the train faster, which means that you now have more ammunition to send to others faster. So it's another one of those easy to learn, hard to master. There's levels to this. There's layers. That's what I mean to say.
And yep, there's no piss jugs in this.
I'm sorry.
There's no piss jugs in Delicious Mahjong either.
Well, funny enough, in Power Rangers...
There are...
There are lots of... Gold Ranger, let's just say.
There are lots of skins in Pac-Man 99.
Yep.
If somebody actually pays money and gets all the skins. I bought one that makes it look like Tower of Druaga.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
And so that's fun. Instead of Pac-Man, you're the Tower of Druaga Knight, and you're running around in the maze.
That's funny.
I've been tempted to get the Dig Dug one, but like it feels weird to play Dig Dug Pac-Man, you know?
Dig Dug Pac-Man.
I don't know. That just doesn't sit right with me. All right. Hey, Willie, what have you been playing?
Hey, I'm going to do the newest, freshest game that we've ever covered on Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. I'm going to talk about new Pokemon Snap.
Ooh.
Just came out Friday. Well, it'll be last week Friday by the time this airs. But I stayed up late playing Pokemon Snap. New Pokemon Snap.
Thank you.
I called it. I was like, did these motherfuckers call it new?
I have to say that I hate that trend. I hate calling when they call
it's
a game
so
new.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Because soon it's going to be old. And what do you call the old new Super Mario Brothers?
Ultra.
Right. What do they call the next one when they want to make one?
Super Mega the Hyper new Deluxe. New? Champions Edition.
The new new.
New Super Luigi Brothers.
Yes.
No, but anyways. It's Pokemon Snap, much in the tradition of the original Pokemon Snap. You ride in an autonomous vehicle that you do not control through a Pokemon nature preserve. You observe their life, and you try and take photographs. You control the camera and a camera with your camera. And it scores you based on how well you take pictures, based on an algorithm where they're centered in the screen, how big they are, if they're completely in frame, what activity they're doing, and if there's other Pokemon. And there's also another little thing about the background behind them that can affect the score too in this game.
My goodness.
And then there's 1, 2, 3, and 4-star pictures of each Pokemon, which I haven't quite figured out yet, but it lets you save 4 of each. Instead of the original game, you could just take 1 picture of each Pokemon.
Nice.
Very nice.
It's relaxing. You can go through the courses at day or night. And it affects which Pokemons are active. And
it's really pretty from what I've seen of you playing it. Have you seen any toilets in this, Will?
I have not. But, you know, the way the Quagsire just sits there in the waist-deep water, you know, he's sitting there pissing in it.
I hope so.
How does he Pikachu, huh? Come on.
Just don't pee on the Pikachu.
Don't whiz me.
That'd be worse.
Fence.
I think Pikachu's got more voltage.
Yeah.
So you do get a couple other items. You can zoom in with one button when you snap photos. You can throw apples. Or they're not apples. They're called fluff berries.
They look like apples.
They look exactly like apples. But they're lighter and softer.
They actually look like gala apples, to be specific.
I think they say that they're softer, so you don't feel bad if you throw them and hit Pokemon in the head.
You could smack these Pokemon, too, and be like, they're like, what the hell happened?
Sigh.
I love it.
Uh-huh. And you can throw, you get like illumination balls instead of, in the original one, they were pester balls and they did like an annoying gas that would make Pokemon angry. But in this game instead, you have illumination balls or Illuma, something like that.
So your balls are lit up?
Yeah, they make things glow and there's these crystal glowing flowers. And if you throw an Illuma ball at that flower, it lights up. And if you throw them at the Pokemon, then the Pokemon light up and do something special, too.
So, is there, like, shiny Pokemon that might show up in this game?
I don't know. There are legendary Pokemon that are hard to find. You can unlock different paths through the courses where you just have to, like, point your camera here and press the button to drive over, like, the Bidoof Dam. I did not know that Bidoofs made dams.
He did not know Bidoofs were beavers.
I mean, there's
with
some,
their beaver teeth
and beaver cheeks and beaver form.
They're just like fluffy, awesome hair. They're fluffy.
They're so common. I thought they were like fucking raccoon pest Pokemon. I didn't realize they swam around and made beaver dams and shit. I thought they were hanging out in a dumpster in the back alley with a Zigzagoon.
Hey, kid, you need a hookup?
Right.
Well, you know the Zigzagoon smokes. He's named after zigzags.
Well, yeah, and Vaporeon obviously vapes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's obviously a trend there. Yeah, Okay, I'm going to sound really, really weird with this. I'm going to put both of y'all on the spot because it sounds like y'all are having, both of you are having fun with the game, right? Or is it primarily Will?
Mm-hmm.
It's Will.
Ginger hasn't played it yet.
What's the point of the game? I don't understand, like, the appeal of this.
The point is to get a high score. It gives you a high score for each
picture
that you take.
Like, I understand, you mentioned I don't understand the appeal of it. Does that make sense? Like, I understand the mechanics.
Yes, that makes
it doesn't sound fun. And I feel like me saying this is going to get me canceled off of the podcast despite us being 50 minutes in.
No.
Right, rather than being like an action game where you have to do stuff, you're inside an interactive diorama. And you can do certain things like with the apples and the Illuma balls to affect the diorama. And so you learn what's going to happen where. And sometimes, you know, hey, if I throw this ball early, I can wake this Pokemon up. Then I can take a picture where he's facing me from this angle. So it's not intense and it can get boring because you have to do the same course over and over where you see the same thing happen. But you can look all the way around 360 degrees. You know, sometimes you'll be looking at what's going on the left, sometimes what's on the right. But
right.
It's definitely...
JD is not impressed.
So I'm not trying to discredit anything you're saying whatsoever, but it sounds... If I can be a critic without being a jerk-ass asshole, it sounds very passive. It sounds like you are doing things to make other things happen instead of you being directly responsible. Like, not to say that it needs to be action-packed. Yeah. You know, I love games like Stardew Valley is a fantastic game. That is not action-packed whatsoever. So, like, I'm not saying, like, it doesn't need to be action-packed. It doesn't need to be bloody, obviously, you know, unless we start having bloodier retro games. Like, let's go ahead and have bloody Tetris.
It would be kind of cool to see the Bidoof, like, have an arm in its mouth. It's like little cute mouth, all bloody and shit. Yeah. Or like a Pikachu, like they like get the evil gas, like the detective Pokemon, and then like.
But you are right.
Each other.
You are right that is there's not much gameplay in it. The only thing you control is the camera and a couple little items. Like, so it's more akin to like a VR ride that you can do over and over rather than a video game. It's you're inside this diorama that you can slightly interact with.
Okay, you know what I get the appeal really is? Motherfucking Pokemon. Like, put Pokemon on it and it'll sell.
And then you can put the photos you take, you can, after you go through, you can reshoot the photos and move the angle, adjust it a little bit so you can get it perfect.
Okay, that's
then starting... you can go put filters and stickers and you can transfer them to your phone or post them on Twitter.
Okay, that feels more active. It really does, because it feels like the way that you were describing it is peer pressure the video game. Okay. Right. Okay, so I want you to imagine you're in a high school. You're in high school, but you're in a high school and you are forced to go down a long hallway. And as you're walking down, you see students opening and closing their lockers. And it's your job to take wads of paper and throw it at them and then turn around and watch to see how pissed off they are at you. Okay, and then at the very end, and then at the very, very end of the hallway is when you get graded on how much of a social impact you had. It's when it starts, but Pokemon Snap doesn't even sound like that because it's not like you have an impact on it. I understand, like in Pokemon Snap for N64, you could unlock Mew. I don't know if he's in it. No spoilers, but
there are way more Pokemon in this game. I've seen some. I've played, you know, maybe every other Pokemon game, so I see all kinds of Pokemon that I've never seen before and don't recognize.
Here's where...
That's pretty cool.
I think this is the reason why, then. I haven't played Pokemon since Pokemon Red. Original Pokemon Red.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Not all games are for everyone, either. And that's cool, too.
I like to try the weird spin-offs. I like the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon and what was that QB Pokemon game that was free on the Switch?
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a QB Pokemon game that we played on the Wii U.
Yeah.
There's always like, some kind of Cubist Pokemon game.
They were almost like little, I don't know, cut out like paper doll Pokemon walking. They were just silly and they would bite and you would not.
It was like Pokemon auto chess.
And just watch. Yeah. But, I mean, it was still fun. But I do kind of get also where you're coming from, JD. Like, what is the appeal to ride on this thing and just take pictures?
Like I'm going to go in devil's advocate against myself here real fast. The Sims is a similar kind of concept where you don't really have direct actions. You are very indirect in your influences. And I can understand the appeal of that because you see the long-term effects. Okay? You can go ahead and be like, I'm going to literally... Oh, she dropped out of Discord. I scared her away. I'm sorry! But the point being that, you know, she... you can follow your impact on the game from the very beginning. This, it seems like, is just resetting time and time and time again. And it feels like you're not really...
It does reset.
Yeah.
But it also levels up and changes. Like, say you do the first course during the day, and after you do it twice, then it levels up to level 2, and so the Pokemon have slightly different behavior.
Oh, shit! I didn't know that!
Yep, and then you play that course, like, 3 more times, and it levels up to level 3, and then the Pokemon have slightly different behavior there.
You literally just won me over.
And if you want to go back and play the earlier ones, you can say, hey, change level. I'm going to play this course on level 2, so I can get this bird when he swoops at me from this angle, because I missed him last time.
This now sounds fun! That's I sincerely thought it was like, okay, here's like 6 courses, but they don't change, and that doesn't sound fun.
Let's see if that works.
But this sounds like it has an impact. Okay.
They level up and change, and on the first course, there's daytime, and there's nighttime, and then there's, like, the legendary illuminated Pokemon course, where there's, like, a giant glowing dinosaur plant Pokemon.
Huh. Okay, yeah, consider me intrigued, finally. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You're now a salesman. Congratulations, you now work for Nintendo.
Hey!
You hear that, Nintendo? Sponsor us.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. I won't tell you that you're stupid anymore.
Very often.
I promise.
Like, thanks. In all seriousness, like, the analogy I gave earlier with the high school, I sincerely thought it was, like, six different hallways. Now it's like, here's one hallway, here's one hallway at night where the janitors are here, and then here's the same hallway, but it's after the apocalypse. So
oh my God.
There's different variances.
I would, like, love to play that game. As the janitor.
So that's actually one of the things I forgot to mention during Real XP. I'm also I'm learning how to make video games, and that's kind of tempting now.
As long as you put some piss jugs in it, or toilets.
Okay.
Because we need more toilet humor.
We do. We need
more
representation.
Because that's the funny stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do, like, spitball snap. And then you could get the score for where each spitball hits.
Oh my God, that
and
would be amazing.
And scores for taking pictures of how pissed off you got, like, someone's face.
Okay, hold on. I gotta sit back down for this, because this is a brilliant idea now. Okay, hold on. All right. Hear me out on this. Okay, so again, the same situation. You're walking down the hallway, and there is this big, beefy jerk that walks past you, and he walks past a nerd. And what you do is you throw a spitball at him after he's passed the nerd, so then he turns and thinks it's the nerd's fault. And therefore, you're now impacting the social realm there as well.
Then he stuffs the nerd into the locker.
Right, which then in level
two... Which then
two,
you get the nerd out of the locker.
The next time you go through the hallway...
This sounds amazing.
If you hit that locker, you can let the nerd out.
This is my million-dollar idea, and I have to now share it with you guys because we all worked on it together. Damn it!
Just be a patron of the podcast.
Okay, I guess.
No, that's...
Once you make millions.
No, you don't have to. Yeah. And now it's time for recommendations.
Recommendations!
Do-do. Yes, that's the best. I've been listening to a few new podcasts, and I actually just started Welcome to Night Vale, and I've really, really liked it. It's a weird story time podcast about a small desert town of Night Vale, where every conspiracy theory is true. Turn on your radio and hide. Never listened before? This is an ongoing radio show. Start with the current episode, and you'll catch on in no time. Or go right to episode 1 if you want to binge listen. I've liked it so far. It's different, and it's a lot of fun. I've wanted to binge it more quicker than we have been able to. Because I was like, Will, let's listen to this. Welcome to Night Vale.
And nice. I'm not completely sold on it yet. I always hear lots of good things about it.
Mm-hmm. I like it. So if you're not like, or you don't like it, I can just listen.
We'll have to listen to the third episode together. And
it's just
I started
so
listening to that one, and I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to something else.
I really liked episode 2. It reminded me of something that our friends in Secret Levels pod Discord mentioned.
It is much sillier than I expected.
Yeah. So it's kind of random and weird. It doesn't seem like you have to listen from the beginning, which is nice, but it's weird. I like it.
I have to try it out one of these days.
I'll recommend a different kind of story time podcast. One that's not quite as silly, and it's more just scary. It's called The Old Gods of Appalachia, and it takes place in the Appalachian Mountains. It's an anthology series, so they tell different stories over time, but they're all horror stories. It starts out, you know, like a mining village, and the miners are striking, and the scab workers are in there when there's an explosion, and they come back as zombies with, like, burning insides who can talk to, like...
Nice.
Take people they were related to and try and pull them into the mines. Yeah.
Creepy.
Very creepy. It's sounds like, interesting.
Yeah. Appalachian language, old-timey stuff, like Lovecraftian imagery and unknown horrors. The Old Gods of Appalachia.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Yeah. I've got so many podcasts I listen to. It's hard to think of one I want to go ahead and... the one I've been really, really getting into is Hello from the Magic Tavern. I don't know if y'all have listened to that before. It is a comedy podcast. It is a weekly podcast. The idea is... I've almost got the intro to it memorized. If you've never listened to the podcast before, here's everything you need to know. About 6 years and 1 month ago, Arnie Niekamp fell through a portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the mystical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, he brought his podcasting equipment, and he's still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift into the land of Foon, where he broadcasts his goings-on and his chronicles his quests to defeat the Dark Lord of Foon. It's like...
That sounds awesome.
It's impressive. Harry Potter-esque, but with Lord of the Rings, but really...
Less turfs.
Far less turfs. These guys are super-duper progressive with everything. There's nothing but love out of them. They've been doing this, like I said, for 6 years. They put out an episode every week.
Awesome.
And the lore that they started in the beginning is still impacting what's going on now, despite it being all 100% improvised.
That sounds awesome.
The main... Here's the important... This is the really impressive thing. One of the main characters, he improvised this. He said that his name is Usidor. Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the 12th Realm of Ephesius... Master of Light and Shadow, Devourer of Chaos. He improvised it and then realized, oh shit, that's my name. So he had to memorize it. And now every episode, hi, I'm Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the 12th.
Did it also give him the abilities to like devour chaos and manipulate light?
Yes. He is a wizard that has those abilities, yes. And then there's a shape-shifting badger named Chunt. Yes, that is Chunt. C-H-U-N-T. T-T-T-T-T. That's how his name is spelled.
I love it.
I highly recommend it. They have so many comedians that come on there that I've never heard a bad episode.
Nice.
It's just so good.
Yeah, sounds good. What's it called again?
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Sweet.
I'm subscribing now.
Good!
So, do you have any plugs where you want to be found?
You can find me.
Do you want to share?
You can find me at www.jdlowe, that's J-D-L-O-W-E, .ninja. That is not a joke. That is my website, jdlowe.ninja.
That's awesome.
Where I've got my code samples, where I've got my stuff with doing voice acting, where I've done... I used to be a professional comedy writer. I actually wrote for... there's a comedy website called Hard Drive, and I used to write for them. So I've got some of my writing up on there as well. So please check me out there. You can also find me on Twitter at TheJDLowe.
Awesome. We'll make sure to have that in the show notes.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You make me feel
Thanks
so tolerated.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having... I've missed you guys. I haven't
seen
you all.
Yeah, so nice to chat.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sweating like a dog here in my closet, but it's appreciated.
Yeah. When you were at Hard Drive, didn't you write that AI that would write Hard Drive headlines?
I did indeed, yes. Yeah, I just retired that. And the thing is that they were coming up... The computer was coming up with funnier jokes than I could come up with, and it pissed me off. Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah. Good times.
That's fucking great.
All right. Well, thanks to our patrons, Chris from Retro Hangover Podcast, Mike from Boston Harbor Horror, and Dan from the Movie Cellar. Thanks, guys. And Raffy McRapperson, thanks for the intro music. And Inadequizzy, thanks for the outro music. We'll be back next week.
Peace.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of GRPVG.
Yes. And if you would like to join our Patreon, we are at patreon.com/GrandRapidians Play Video Games.
Yep. We'll send you stickers every month and we'll shout you out every episode.
Yes.
Send us an email at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter at Grand_Video and Instagram at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
You can give us a call at 9167-WILLIE. That's 9167. My name, Willie.
It's a real number.
Leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We'll play it on the air if you want.
Yep. And also, if you would like to give us a rating on whatever podcatcher you can.
iTunes, Podchaser.
And send us a picture of your 5-star rating, and we'll send you some stickers.
And you can find us on every platform on our Linktree, linktr.ee/GrandRapidians.
Goodbye.